Hello, dear colleges and listeners. My name is Ludmila. I'm a third-year student of the Institute of Pharmacy, Sechenov University, the Department of Pharmaceutical Natural Science. My project about obtaining a dry extract of PADO-13 leaves and studying its properties. The leaves of PADO-13 contain biologically active substances such as flavonoids, tannins, and tryptophan compounds, which improve skin condition by reducing inflammation and increasing tone. This makes PADO-13 an extract promising for pharmaceutical and cosmetic use. Raw materials for the extract are readily available in the European part of Russia, ensuring stable, supple, and lower transpiration costs. Dry extract has a higher concentration of active substances than plant material, enhancing its effectiveness and ease of use. This study aims to develop a method for obtaining a dry extract from PADO-13 leaves and to examine its physical, chemical, and biological properties, focusing on its potential use in pharmacy, cosmetics, probably for preventing acne and seborrhea. The following tasks were set: develop a method for preparing the dry extract, analyze the chemical composition of raw materials and dry extract of PADO-13 leaves, conducting chemical analysis, determine the content of biologically active substances in dry extract and leaves, studying the antioxidant and the antimicrobial activity of the dry extract compared to raw materials, assessing the prospects for using dry extract of PADO-13 in medicine. PADO-13 contains biologically active substances such as flavonoids quercetin, hyperoxide is a quercetin, which have antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and anti-allergic properties, and also tannins, tryptophan compounds, and organic acids. A dry extract was obtained using accelerated fractional maceration by the contraflow method. The moisture percentage was determined in accordance with the Pharmacopeia 15 edition article Determination of the Water of Medicinal Plant Materials and Medicinal Plant Preparations. As a result, the moisture percentage of the raw materials was approximately 5.75% and of the dry extract approximately 3.3%. The content of flavonoids was determined by spectrophotometry after reaction with aluminium chloride. The absorption maximum was observed at 410 nanometers. The content of flavonoids was calculated using the formula. As a result, approximately 4.88% of flavonoids were found in PADO-13 leaves and 25.66% in the dry extract. The antioxidant activity was detected with a spectrophotometry method after interaction with a stable chromogenic radical 2.2-diphenyl-1-picridazole. The absorption maximum was obtained at 518 nanometers. The degree of inhibition of free radicals was calculated using the formula. 5 dilutions of the 70% ethanolic extract were prepared. Antioxidant activity was measured using spectrophotometry and a graph with a linear equation was generated. Where IC15 by concentration showing 50% antioxidant activity was calculated from the equation. The same procedure was applied to medicinal plant raw materials. Antioxidant activity was real calculated for dry residue. It was 1.4378 milligrams milliliters for dry acid and 0.1481 milligrams milliliter for leaves respectively. Also was recalculated into flavonoids. It was 0.3689 milligrams milliliter for dry acid and 0.0072 milligrams milliliter for leaves respectively. Determination of antimicrobial activity. The ego diffusion method was used to determine the antimicrobial activity of the samples. The medium used was 1.5% beef extract ego. Before determination, the antimicrobial activity the studied extract were evaporated and dissolved in isotonic sodium chloride solution. Experiment procedure: suspension of Escherichia coli, Staphylococcus aureus, Streptococcus pneumoniae were mixed with warm agar and poured on separate petri dishes. Candida albicans was spread onto the surface of solidified egg. 5 wells were made in each egg. The dishes were incubated at 37 degrees for 24 hours. And the results was Candida albicans inhibition zone 3 cm, Escherichia coli inhibition zone 2.8 cm, Staphylococcus aureus and Streptococcus pneumonia inhibition zone 0 cm. So the conclusion is as follows. The high flavonoid content in paduciatine leaves can protect the skin from oxidative stress and premature aging. Results: dry extract of paduciatine leaves was obtained by a contact of extractive substances in the leaves, dry residue of the extract, and flavonoids has been established. The antioxidant and antimicrobial activity of the dry extract and plant material was studied. Dry extract of paduciatine leaves exhibits scientific antimicrobial and antioxidant activity, suppressing float of raw materials. Dry leaf acid may be recommended as a potential component of complex antioxidant and antimicrobial preparations. Its high antimicrobial and antioxidant activity makes it promising for use in cosmetics for preventing acne and seborrhea.